Well, yesterday on the program, we brought you the story of the National Food Charity that was alarmed that its federal funding was being reduced. Today, the Prime Minister announced that he will reverse Foodbank's funding cut. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
67 million meals are handed out by Foodbank every year across Australia, but the charity's work was at risk of being wound back after it was told its federal funding was being cut from $750,000 to $420,000 a year.
It would have meant that we had disastrous outcomes in terms of our ability to get food to vulnerable people.
Foodbank CEO Brianna Casey lobbied the government behind the scenes to reverse the decision, but to no avail. So she launched a very public campaign. Social Services Minister Paul Fletcher initially defended the decision, yesterday explaining that the government was now spreading the funding across three charities.
We've gone through a competitive selection process. My department, the Department of Social Services, has assessed proposals from six providers, has chosen to go with three of them.
But public pressure grew from Labor through to the National Farmers Federation and even government MP Nicole Flint. And that saw the Prime Minister promise to review the decision. Just 24 hours later, Scott Morrison took to social media, announcing Foodbank will keep its current level of funding at $750,000 every year for the next 4.5 years, while the cash promised to the other charities, Second Bite and OzHarvest, will remain as is. Brianna Casey is welcoming the news.
This gives us the certainty that we needed to make sure that we can continue with our vitally important Key Staples program. That program is unique to Australia and it's unique to the food relief sector because we have products like pasta and rice and breakfast cereal and tinned tomatoes and so on that we just can't get through Food Rescue.
But she says short-term funding grants only do so much and the government needs to look at the wider long-term picture.
We have consistently called on the Australian government to implement what we call a whole-of-government food security strategy. That means that every portfolio across government can recognise their crucial role in addressing food insecurity.
The demand for emergency food relief is rising. Foodbank's latest figures reveal 384,000 people sought assistance in the last 12 months, a 5% increase. Crossbench MP Rebecca Sharkey is concerned by the growing demand.
Well, I'm really pleased that Foodbank has had their funding reinstated. It really is putting a band-aid over a gaping wound.
She says one way to help people struggling to pay for essentials is to increase New Start and youth allowance by $75 a week.
When the Business Council of Australia is saying that New Start is too low to live on and be able to look for a job, I think we need to listen.
The government has no plans at this stage to increase the allowance, while Labor says it will review the payments if it wins the next election.
Stephanie Boris reporting. And the World Today did request an interview with the Social Services Minister Paul Fletcher, but he was not available.